And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa. In the mighty 1090 studio, we have a show for you today. We're talking big tuna with Captain Jim Kingsmill. He's a binocular expert and an expert angler, so we've got a lot for you here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers. Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel-efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show today, man.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Our good buddy, Captain Jimmy Kingsmill. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, man. We are talking big tuna before the show here, and you've been on that. Our listeners got to see on our Facebook page last week, you with Greg Chase on a couple of biggins.
Yeah, well, those were nice ones, you know, some 70-pounders. And
yeah, it's like, eh, nice ones, yeah.
Well, for my lack of finding swordfish, having to resort to looking for some big tuna, you know, it's kind of falling into play.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of it around. It's just trying to get it to bite, right?
Yeah, you know, early on it was showing like crazy, and the numbers of big tuna around were just unreal. Just the 200 pounders jumping around, you just blowing your mind. You know, I hadn't seen it in years.
It's crazy when you stop and think about what is going on. You know, the size of tuna and how close it is to home that you can leave in the morning. You're fishing right. I mean, it's right there. It's right off the beach, and it's crazy that size of fish is on our coast right now.
Yeah, no, it's amazing with the, you know, the quality is just, you know, 50-pound yellowfin, 70-pound yellowfin. It's just unheard of.
You've been fishing a long time. You grew up with it in Dana Point. Have you ever seen anything like this?
You know, I haven't. You know, as a little kid fishing out in front of barn kelp and seeing, you know, big bluefin rolling around and the seeing the net boats come and mop it all up and it's gone and we never catch a thing. But, you know, that was, gosh, I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's cool, too. That's cool.
Today, it's a legitimate chance for somebody to catch a trophy fish right off the coast.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Unreal.
You just have to put your time in.
Put your time in and look for the right school of fish. You know, this foamers are coming up, and if you see a 40 or 50 pounder, you just go to the next school because
it's
not
key,
big enough.
The key is looking, and that's one of the things we're talking right. about. And those of our listeners that have heard you here on the show before know that you are the binocular expert. You are the Fraser Optic representative for Southern California, I guess for the whole west side, right?
Yeah, Gyro Pros. That's
GyroPros.com. And you have been turning people on to gyroscopic binoculars, and then they figure it out, and they go, whoa, how did I do without this for so long?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. You know, we had back in 1993, we had a scenario where the Russian military surplus, you know, flooded the market, and I had a guy tugging on Mike Beak the Hurt, tugging on his shoulder, saying, hey, you got to try these things out. And then the guy handed them to Beak, and he said, here, Jim,
check these out.
Yeah, and we pulled up on a sleeper. I shouldn't say we pulled up. We were several hundred yards away from a sleeper, and I was screaming at him to stop because we were going to run it over. And I go, oh, right where that bird just dipped. He's sleeper right there. And he goes, what bird?
That's so cool.
Pulled the glasses down, and, you know, there's a bird, you know, 300 yards away. I guess, okay, we got to run up a little bit.
Yeah.
It took a while to figure it out, but, oh, my gosh, what a game changer.
I think that's one of the things trying to getting used to having a pair of the Fraser bylights is that you don't realize how far away they are until you pull the glasses down and go, oh, geez, we better go. We got to run on this thing.
Yeah.
Because you can see things literally 2 miles away, right?
Miles. You know, we're spotting bird schools at 8 miles.
8 miles.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Well, think about with tuna fishing the way that it gets. What I mean, just like comprehend what that, you know, what we're saying there for a second. I mean, when you're looking for a tern, you know, a bird that literally fits in your hand. It's smaller than a football, you know, and when the entire day is made on you being able to see those or not, and I mean, you can see a spot of terns that are picking on a school of tuna from 4 miles away. I mean, it's such a huge advantage to be able to see. It's the difference between seeing it and driving to it and catching a fish or just not.
It's giant. Hey, before we talk more about finding fish, catching fish, and all that, let's go down and get a report from Palmas de Cortez. Of course, the big Dorado shootout yesterday. And look who's on the line, the team captain for Team Borracho, Mr. Don Souther. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning. Hola, amigos.
Hola, amigos. Okay, I know you have the phone in one hand. Do you have a red cup in the other?
Yeah, I got a red cup in the other one. Don't worry about it. I've already had a couple of those, Ricky.
Just making sure.
Anyway, let me give you...
You wouldn't be holding up the Team Borracho if you didn't, right?
Sure, he's the captain, for gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I was a captain, but, you know, Steve, my buddy, is the guy that ended up catching the winning fish. Believe it or not, have you ever had $400 a pound sushi?
No.
We shot a 12.9 pounds, and we won it all.
What?
I cannot believe it.
What? Wait a minute. You?
Wait a minute.
Team Borracho won the Dorado shootout?
We won the Dorado. We won the truck. We won the side pod.
No way.
We did good. It was a good day out here yesterday. It was just unbelievable. We were sitting there going, there ain't no way this fish is going to win, and we did.
How big was it?
Well, 12.9 pounds.
No. That was the biggest Dorado?
Second place was 12.8 pounds.
Oh,
my God. Those poor guys.
Wow. Congratulations, Don. That is unbelievable.
Awesome.
It's all your fault, Pete. You told me to shove ice down his throat, and I did.
That made the difference, huh?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's
well, good for you guys. Congratulations.
Don. So, Don, what did you win? How much cash and prize? I know you want a truck. What's the total?
We don't know. We got a little bit drunk last time, so we're not sure how much we won. The truck was probably $40,000. side pots another 10,000, 15,000. We don't know.
Nice job,
wake
man.
Wake me up later and I'll tell you.
Yeah, I got that fine.
Oh, darn.
Still celebrating.
You're a character. Well, that's fantastic. What boat were you fishing on?
We were on the Bite Me.
On the Bite Me, all right.
Wow,
one of the
awesome,
Palmas de Cortez boats.
We fished that boat about 3 or 4 times, you know, coming down here. And I'll tell you what, great crew. I just love this place anyway. Even if we wouldn't have won, which is great, just sitting here on a, we're sitting on a patio now, the sun shining down, beautiful weather, unbelievable.
Life is good.
I know they had a side pot for Wahoo. What was the big Wahoo?
I think the Wahoo was about 37 pounds, if I'm not wrong.
Nice.
I didn't get it. You know, once I heard we won, we didn't care. After that, yeah, it's over.
And so there were over 100 boats in the tournament, right?
Yeah, they sure were. Yeah, there were about 100, I think 110 boats, somewhere around there. You know, just a fun time, though. Everybody had a great time. You know, the Van Warmers do such a great job down here in Palmas. It's unbelievable. I've been coming here, like I say, for almost 30 years. I love it. I just love this
place. I love it, too. It's such a great place, and the Van Warmers do such a fantastic job. Does that mean now you have enough money to come down and be at our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular on October 8th.
Well, we're thinking about it. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, of course you're going to be there. Well, Don, congratulations. Team Baracho, the winner of the Van Warmer Resorts Dorado Shootout at Palmas de Cortez. Congratulations, Don.
Yeah, that's awesome, Don. Nice going.
Appreciate the call this morning.
All right.
Appreciate that. I'm in shock.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sorry. I'm just in shock. I mean, Jimmy's kind of sitting going, hey, what the heck? If you knew Don and you knew his crew, they're great guys, and they're a lot of fun to fish with and just super good guys and a lot of fun. And yeah, so congratulations to them. It just shows you, you know.
Everybody's got a shot.
Everybody's got a shot when you have one big fish, right?
Absolutely.
That's the deal. Indeed. Well, anyway, so back to talking about gyropros.com and Fraser Optics. I want to talk a little bit about the difference between, I get this question a lot, the difference between a pair of Bylights or Mariner gyropros, which are legitimate gyroscopic binoculars, and like a Stabiscope, a Fujinon Stabiscope, Nikon Stabiscope, something like that. What's the difference between those two?
Well, first of all, though, the Fraser's, it's a mechanical gyro. It's a steel ring that's spinning at super high RPM.
How fast?
Well, 30,000 RPMs.
30,000 revolutions per minute.
That fast. That's crazy.
It's singing.
Wow.
It's absolutely singing. Anyway, the way to kind of analogize this is you take the front wheel of a bicycle and you hold the axle of the bicycle and you spin it as fast as you can, and then you got your hand on each end of the axle, and then try to bend that wheel as it spins. You can't, it's going to be stiff, it's going to hold itself steady. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a gyro, that's the gyro spinning, it's on an axis. And then what happens is when we talk about caging and uncaging the gyro, well, a caged gyro is going to be when your hands are on both sides of the axle. You're holding it, it's caged, it's locked down. And so basically what happens when you uncage the gyro, and what's connected to it is all the prisms and your optics are all connected to that gyro. And so when you uncage the gyro, you let go one side of the axle. And then now you're free floating.
Wow.
And that will hold steady. You can literally do that with a bicycle. Take the front wheel off your 10-speed, spin it as fast as you can, hold it.
Hold on to both sides.
Hold on to both sides, let go of the other side, and it'll stay up.
It'll stay up.
And so give that a try. And
that's a mechanical
analogy.
Gyro.
That's a mechanical. That's, you know, the inertia is holding it steady. Okay. Whereas, you know, like a Nikon, what that is it's electronic. It's delaying what you're seeing. There's a split second of, you're seeing an image, it's stale, you know, you're holding it steady with your hands, and then when you bump or wiggle or move and then you come back to the object that you're focused on, the computer's delaying the image that you see, so you think it's being stabilized. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's basically processing the image, and then it's trying to, you know, counter what you're doing, and it's showing you an image you know, a fraction of a second later that it is still.
So it works.
It's like the stabilization on your camera.
On your camera, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same technology. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the difference between a 14 power Bylight Stabiscope and a Technostabi.
Yep.
And the two. So the power is the same. I mean, a 14 is a 14, right?
Yes, 14 power.
14 by
40
is 14 power. But the difference is the way it
stabilizes. Right.
The one is enhanced, the other one is stabilized.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
So that would be kind of an analogy because you look, I mean, and they're like less than half the price of a gyroscopic binocular.
Yeah.
And if that's what you can afford, that's better than not,
it's
right?
It's better than nothing.
It's better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it works.
Right. Just don't try any of your buddies' gyros.
Yeah.
Because you won't go back to the...
Yeah,
exactly. It is less than half the price, which is awesome. And like you say, if that's what you can afford, that will make a world of a difference. But it is also considerably less than half of the performance. You know, I mean, it's not... They're just not comparable between the two. They're awesome when you're looking through that and you're going through your field glasses. But then when you pick up a pair of Frasers, there is... The difference is it's not even measurable. It's so much.
How about a good pair of 7x50s? Really nice pair of 7x50s. That's a good thing to have on your boat, right?
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But you'll never pick another pair up once you have gyros.
Unless you want to see stuff that's real close.
Well, you just won't pick them up.
I can agree with that because I have a pair of both. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, the gyros, my bylights are in the hands all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's an investment. It's a lifetime investment. You know, you're going to have them forever.
Yeah.
And amazing things will happen when you have them.
The way I say it to people is that if you're really serious, I mean, we're spending several hundred bucks every time we go fishing and fuel and equipment and all that stuff. If you're really serious about catching fish on your own boat, these are an absolute must tool. It's as important as your meter, maybe more important in some ways, right? Would you go fishing without your fish finder? Would you go fishing without your GPS?
If you're offshore fishing,
yeah.
There's two things that I'd have. Is number one, a GPS, chart plotter, and gyros. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You don't need a fathometer.
Yeah, you could trade your up and down all day long for a pair of gyros. No question.
So why?
Well, I mean, you could if you're kelp paddy fishing and bird fishing, you don't even need a GPS, you know, a compass to get you back to the harbor and a pair of gyros, and you're going to catch it up.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like this kind of conditions that we have now, one of the hardest things to see is the turns on a gray morning, gray background, and when they're flying. And generally, the only time you're going to see with naked eye the turn schools is when it's already too late. The fish are already foaming and the birds are going, whereas in the gray, you're going to be able to find the bird in the gray, and what you see is a turn hauling ass, basically, and you go to where he's flying, and then,
there it is.
The fish.
There they are.
And that's what you can't see with the naked eye.
Yeah, that's indeed. So now you, of course, Jimmy, been on the dream team with Steve Lasley, Pete Grosbeck, the richest prize money, not quite. Equaling Don Souther's, maybe. I don't know about all that, but the richest prize money in the history of sport fishing down at the Bisbee, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How much was the prize?
It was $3.9 million.
And you were part of that dream team.
It was awesome.
Yeah, catching that fish.
Yep.
And of course, you've been a professional captain. You're a swordfish captain. You go out. These things. How do you equate like the days before gyroscopic binoculars and today? I mean, is it kind of like before cell phones and after cell phones kind of thing, or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when we had 7x50s and we were looking for marlin, you know, his primary focus was the billfish, and you used to use those, and the only time you could use them was going downswell, and we'd look for Taylor's downswell, and, you know, we'd find fish. There was a lot more fish back in the day, but now you have gyros. Now you actually find more fish going upswell than you do downswell because you're, you know, the marlin's tailing downswell, and you're looking upswell, you're covering twice the speed. You know, that fish is doing 5 or 6 knots, and then you're doing 7.5 knots the opposite direction, so you're covering 12, 13 knots of water, and it's just unbelievable the difference.
How many more fish?
Oh, yeah. And when we had the gyros and Steve's driving the boat, he could almost – he could almost time when he knew where the school was. He'd put me in the proper position with based on glare and how far you can look with a gray background versus a sunlit background. And there's all kinds of facets to it. But he could almost tell the guy downstairs when
Jim's going to find one in about three more minutes.
Right,
you know, get ready.
We actually made, in the Bad Company boat, we actually put a lightweight fighting chair on top of the hardtop. And that was my pedestal.
That was your mount.
Yep, because you didn't want any have any obstructions, any tower legs, antennas, anything to get in your way. Because when you're tracking a tailor, it's super hard to track a tailor because they go down for a few seconds and then they come back up and you lose the position. And so there's all kinds of turns, like, you know, the guy fishes knife face and he's trying to describe what you're seeing in the gyros to the captain and the rest of the crew so they can get a naked, unassisted eye to it, and then that was when it was game on.
Yeah. So you were basically the eyes on the team, and that's how you kind of morphed into starting Gyro Pros.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're kind of the professional eyes.
Yeah, that was
of the game.
That was how I became friends with Lasley. Is I had these Russian gyros back in the day with my dad on Wild Bill, and we were out there charging around chasing marlin, and I literally spotted 10 marlin or 10 swordfish for him, and he killed every single swordfish. I would be literally in the gyros, and all those.
So you're fishing marlin, you'd see a swordfish, you'd call Lasley, hey, there's one over here, come get him.
And it was literally to the point of you would see, you know, you see mystery splashes all the time when you're out there fishing, but when you're in gyros and you see the mystery splash, you identify it. You know what it is, and you're like, I'll call up and I'll say, hey, Steve, I just had a butterfly, which we describe a jumping swordfish. Hey, I just had one butterfly. It's about 3 miles, you know, at my 2 o'clock. And he had a two-airplane program, and he would send his spare airplane over to where I saw the jumper, and I'd see it, you know, a few minutes later, the airplane circled up, and then you see this smoke cloud in the horizon. Here comes Steve. And then the next thing I know, there's a flag in the water.
Yeah, which means they stuck a swordfish.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was, you know, how we became friends and started fishing together. And then I think the first boat we were on was, I think it was after midnight. And I used to be out on the brow of the bridge because it had an enclosed pilot house. And so I was out on the brow. And I'd have to stomp my deck on the fiberglass and indicate I had a fish, and yelling and screaming. And then we got headsets, and it got real sophisticated. And it was what a program.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So became the eyes, and then as technology got better with everything, the optics and the gyroscopes, and now that you have these bilights, which are super lightweight but true gyroscopic binoculars.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. No, we I tried the Fujinon's, which is a great product. They have their Stabby Scope, and it's a real good stabilizer, but it doesn't scan very quickly, and so I didn't like using it. I couldn't cover the water, and I just come across Fraser Volpe at the time was out in Pennsylvania, and I talked to the rep, and I said, hey, look, I got a market for these things. These are unbelievable for the water, and I said, if I sell you 9 units in a month, you got to give me the 10th one. And took me 2 weeks to sell 9 units.
Wow.
But they're that good.
That got those back, what I think it was 10 years ago, they still have them. They still work.
These are the Mariners, right?
Those are the Mariners.
The first ones,
the first generation. Yeah, we just came out with a Bilite 2 years ago.
Yeah, just came out.
You see, a year and a half.
Pound and a half lighter.
Yep.
And pretty darn good product.
Awesome.
Pretty darn good product. That's not a fair description of what those things are.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't know how I could go without it anymore after having them. And it's, believe me, $4,600 is a big nut to swallow. And you think, you know, you go up to your wife, hey, I'm going to go buy a $4,600 pair of binoculars. She's going to look at you like you have two heads, right?
Oh, no.
But,
tough.
You know, it's one of those things where if you're serious about your game, you're serious about your fishing, and you don't have them, you're not in the game.
It's just not a measurable difference what they give you. It truly isn't. It's the difference between seeing them and driving to them or not, you know, or hoping you get lucky and stumble into them. I mean,
You've had a pair of Mariners for how long, Rick?
This will be my fourth year with a pair of them.
Yeah.
And
you're always telling me stories about, I saw this school at like 5 miles away and ran up on it, and it was busting bluefin all over the place. And
it's just one of those things. I mean, just think of yourself on a map, you know, and if what you can see with your naked eye is the size of a dime, and draw that, you know, put your finger on that dime and draw him around the chart, or, you know, on a really nice day with a, you know, the good pair of field binoculars, maybe that dime is now the size of a quarter. With the gyros, you know, you're doing the same thing with a baseball, you know, and you drive that around and just think about what you see in that area, the difference between the two, and that's what it's like. I mean, you're just covering so much more water, and it's not just seeing the fish, like Jimmy was saying. I mean, you might see the bird that takes you to the fish, or you might see a bird that's flying over a kelp that takes you to it, or for that matter, you might see another boat that's running on a spot at miles away that, you know, that maybe you're not seeing what they're on, but, you know, you're seeing the direction that they're going, and, okay, yeah, there's another bird school out there. It changes the game.
And here's a place that it really changes the game when you have a pair of gyros in your face. That is in the East Cape. We have Mr. John Ireland on the line from Rancho Lanero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Sounds like I better get some of those Mariners.
John, either the Bylights or the Mariners, it changes your game. Yeah. You, for the new boat, you got to have them. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I should be able to sell 9 pairs and get one free. No, we need them out there. I've been looking at buying a pair, to be honest with you. So they're almost a necessity anymore. The technology is pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, the technology is amazing. You would never go back if you had them, John. So,
I'm on the list here.
We just heard from Don Souther from Team Baracho about Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that story?
12 pounds, I heard.
12.9 pounds or 12.8 pounds, something like that?
Yeah, over 100 boats fishing, and that's the best they could come up with. It's kind of unfortunate. What happened this week is it hasn't been great Dorado fishing all year. You know, there's been the occasional bull, but a lot of smaller schooling fish. But right midweek, this storm Dolores, I think it's the same as, came in and really turned the water over, made it colder and dirtier. We had really wide open fishing early in the week. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday was real, real good with the tuna down south off of Venaramas, mixed with a few Dorado, a lot of Wahoo mixed in with the tuna. Very, very good fishing. But, boy, when this storm came up and kind of turned it around, the storm was way outside, but it certainly affected the water. Like I say, turned it and made it dirty. We lost about 5 degrees. The water temp's now about 83, which overall is really good for us. We need cooler water this time of year. So, and the water will clean up again. It'll make for better fishing. So what happened midweek basically was very, very good bill fishing outside. The bill fishing continues, sailfish, striped marlin, and blue marlin as well. And pretty good rooster fishing in spite of the dirty water inside. But as far as Dorado and tuna and everything else went, they just weren't around. So it was an abysmal. A 12-pound fish won a Toyota Tacoma, brand new one, though, huh?
How about that? Yeah, plus all the side pots and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, but everything changes very, very rapidly. Now, did you get any? We had the biggest rainstorm I've ever seen in history here in July yesterday in San Diego. Did you guys get any of that down at Rancho Lanero?
No, I pretty much missed this. We didn't get much. We got some light winds, but I'm really not associated. But what happens is it pulls the weather around it. You know, these storms affect everything around it, and it's pulling wind in and out, and it really turned the water for whatever reason in there. Otherwise, we're pretty much untouched by the storm, which is good news for us.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's great. This is such a great time of the year down at Rancho Lanero.
Yeah,
on the
and
East
you know,
Cape.
Pete, the water will turn and the water will pick up. Like we're talking about a 3 or 4 day low, but it didn't work out well for that Dorado shootout.
No, it didn't. But hey, it worked out well for Don and his team, that's for sure. Indeed.
Well, yeah, you know, and like I say, the guys who went out there, a perfect example is Gabrielle and Eddie, my beach manager and hotel manager, went out with Santos. And they released 3 striped marlin and had a couple of rooster fish. Had a pretty good day, but devoid, of course, of Dorado, which is what everybody's looking for.
Sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down, book a trip to Rancho Lanero. Flights are inexpensive now. Great time of the year. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, a lot of airlines flying in. It's easy to get in these days. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com.
Cabo San Lucas, I understand, is the second busiest airport in
all
Mexico.
Of Mexico. Yeah, you know, when I first went down there, that airport wasn't there when I started. How about that? So,
and now it's the second busiest. I mean, when you go there, you see a dozen planes at the at the docks there. It's unbelievable.
It's absolutely insane. Just behind Mexico City is all. It's the second busiest.
Yeah, but that means it's easy for us to get down there, and it's quick. So
yeah, you know, I don't know how many flights out of L.A., but I'm willing to bet there's 12 or 13 nonstop flights a day out of L.A. now with all the different airlines. It's crazy.
A lot. We're ready to come, John. Thanks a lot for the report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, John. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls, lots of great info. You want to be part of the show, this is the time to do it. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls on Let's Talk Hookup and the Mighty 1090.
Bubba had a dream, Bubba had a wish to find himself a woman.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Already been a crazy busy morning. If you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and what a cool opportunity to talk to a guy that does it all the time on the water. You want to talk about a wealth of knowledge when it comes to fishing and binoculars. This is a great time to do it. Two ways that you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup if you want to join the show this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 right now. Or you could reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, toll-free, 877-792-1090. The toll-free line is open right now, and trust me, it's going to be a very busy morning. So a good shot to get through, 877-792-1090. Not only have we been talking all kinds of fishing, talking binoculars, talking all kinds of this great stuff that's going on right now, a really cool prize for some lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new Rapala and Williamson lure pack. It's basically a hand-picked lure pack for this time of year. Going to have X-Wraps, going to have those Williamson trolling jigs, all kinds of really cool stuff that you can go out, catch yourself a yellowfin, maybe even get some little lighter stuff if you're going to be fishing the bay, some of those countdowns, some very, very cool prize pack, hand-picked for West Coast style of fishing.
And you talk about the stuff that stocks the boat, stops the boat, that X-Wrap.
That thing
the
is X-Wrap on
20.
Fire
Unbelievable.
Right now. To the point of it's difficult to keep them on the shelf right now. I mean, and for real, that is a really good jig
really,
right now,
really
that X-Wrap 20.
So you want to get a chance, win that prize package, talk to Jimmy. There is your shot. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, right?
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up already. Why don't we start it off this morning with Randy, who's called us from Monrovia. Randy, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question about that you might be able to answer for me. Just came off a three-day trip on the Independence. We caught a little bit of everything, bluefin, yellowfin, and even a little bit of those baby Dorados, but I put together a couple of diamond jigs, like a 12-ounce and a 16-ounce with a big number 10 hook on it, thinking that I could drop down and maybe get into those bigger bluefin. Can you give me any suggestions on what might work for that?
Jimmy, any input on that?
Well, you know the thing that's been money is that flat fall jig.
Yeah.
That was kind of when I was fishing Friday on Chasers, that's what got us started. Is we had deep meter marks and went down and as soon as we caught the one fish on the, on that flat fall, it brought the rest of the fish up, and they started boiling around, and then we started catching them on bait.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if the diamond jig's going to have that fluttering action on the sink for the deep dropping deep. I'm sure you may catch an opa or something like that, but I think just getting it down there is good and being where the fish are.
Yeah.
But that flat fall's been absolute money.
What color do you think?
Yep.
Any color. Any color with chrome.
Yeah.
Any color with chrome.
Any color with chrome. I think they all have chrome. All the flat falls have some kind of chrome. I don't think
And what size?
Too much.
130, 160?
I just started using them. I don't know the numbers, but
the bigger one.
The biggest one in the box is the one I was throwing.
I did catch a little baby, like about a 12, 14-inch Mako shark. It was the coolest thing I ever saw in those flat falls on that trip.
So wow.
They do work on everything.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lure just like that X-Wrap we're talking about. I can assure you, just go get, if you can find some, just get them right now. Because, again, that's not a lure that's easy to get your hands on right now. And they work so darn well. It kind of takes away just about any other vertical drop lure that you would fish. I mean,
here's the other issue, though, the hooks. You got to look at those. They're single hooks
versus
a treble hook, and it's going to have less tendency to pull out, mm-hmm. right?
You know what? One of the things the guys were telling me about the flat falls is guys have been hooking the big fish on the flat falls, and they're not catching them because the fish, when the bait is sinking, they're inhaling the whole mm-hmm. lure. And so now your line is exposed to that bluefin's teeth.
Okay?
And so they're getting chafed off. And so one of the guys actually just called me the other day, and he says, you know what we did is we put circle hooks on the flat fall jig, and they've been landing some of the bigger fish.
Interesting.
I can attest to how that is. But that
just
was
because if they inhale
told.
That jig.
The jig comes out, and then the hook's in the corner.
In the corner, and you don't
really?
Chafe.
And that was... I believe it.
Okay.
Because I chafed off four of those big dogs this year.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. On jigs or bait?
On bait.
On bait.
Yeah.
Were you using J-hook or circle hook?
All circle hooks.
All circle hooks,
yeah.
But
you
still
know,
chafed off.
I had two fish chafe off, two of the big fish, and two of the other fish that I lost. It's some of the damnedest things is where when they were early, when the fish first came here, the schools had, you know, had to have, and I didn't really realize this until I saw some footage of the guy spearing the big bluefin, mm-hmm. is we couldn't figure out all the different things was happening while we were hooked up and we're still in the school, is that there were so many fish that the other fish are hitting your line, yeah. hitting your main line and getting caught up. I literally had two fish hung up at the same time. I had a fish going on it for a couple of minutes, and then I had another fish hit the line up high, and the line just skirted off in a totally different direction. And I had, so I'm literally fighting two fish for a few minutes.
It's wrapped up in a steel plate or something
funky.
Yeah,
and then it came unwrapped. I went complete slack line. I'm, you know, all
I lost
angry.
Him.
I'm all angry. I lost it. And I literally wound in 200 yards of line, and I still had the
fish.
And
the fish was
no
still there.
Way.
The original fish was yeah. still there.
Unbelievable.
And then and fought that for a few more minutes, and that one ended up chafing off.
Too bad those bluefin are so endangered, huh?
Not around.
Well, yeah, no, you know, they're just those big fish. They have absolutely no fear of the boat. They
yeah.
could care less yeah. that your boat's there. It's just like the divers. Some of them were saying that a lot of divers jump in the water. They don't have their gun loaded for safety reasons. But what happens is the guys were going in front of the schools and not having their spear gun loaded, and the fish would come up out of curiosity to check them out, and yeah. they weren't loaded yet.
They weren't ready.
And they missed
crazy.
Their opportunity. So all the guys had to start loading up their spear guns before they jumped in the water.
That's wild.
That's crazy. Those guys are crazy. Yeah. Those fish are so mean.
Wild stuff.
Rad.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. So if you're jumping, if you're dumping a bait in the water, you have big bluefin around, what's the minimum pound test you're dumping in?
You know, we're using like 60-pound fluorocarbon leader, and I would absolutely not fish less than 50-pound.
Yeah,
they're just
minimum.
Mean,
yeah.
Absolutely mean, and you know the 140 pounder that we caught, that just killed me.
Yeah.
I was just destroyed.
Yeah, what pound test was that?
That was on 50.
On 50.
Yeah, and the 500 pound sea lion that was chasing it didn't help.
That's the other factor,
yeah.
right? The other X factor.
Just,
you have your fish of a lifetime
those
coming up. And all of a sudden, if you don't have heavy enough tests to get them on the boat, the sea lion gets them.
Absolutely, yeah. yeah.
It's crazy that you can. You know, I was jaw dropped when you were telling us that story that you could have a 140-pound tuna, and the sea lion not only is swimming around, you know, pushing your fish around, whatever you call it, scaring the fishes, is trying to come to gaff, but I mean, taking bites out of the belly of a 140-pounder. I mean, you think that once your fish reaches a certain size that you no longer need to worry about the sea lion, but. Obviously not the case.
Yeah.
No. I had fish, you know, I gaffed the fish, have it in one hand. And
140-pound tuna we're talking about.
140 pounds. And that sea lion came up and grabbed a belly. And if my thighs weren't glued to the gunwales, I would have been overboard because he was pulling me
oh,
in.
That's
man.
So crazy. It's just wild. Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup for you, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at searchersportfishing.com.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. We always say it, the Power Pro advantage is unbelievable. And I'm telling you, congratulations to Power Pro. They won Best in Class, Best in Show at this past week's ICAST for Max Quattro.
Yeah,
the
I'm
new
sure.
line that is thinner, stronger. You're looking at 65-pound Max Quattro being the diameter of like 50 or 40-pound regular Power Pro. This means more power and more line capacity. So if you hook one of these monster bluefin, you have the line capacity on these smaller reels to make it work.
That's huge. And,
yeah.
And the knot strength is greatly increased because tying your fluorocarbon to a heavier piece of Power Pro always provides you better knot strength. And so now you're getting that advantage, but you're not losing the line capacity.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Just shows you by winning the Best in Class, Best in Show at ICAST, Power Pro Max Quattro is the stuff. Check it out at your local tackle store or check out powerpro.com. I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com. for more details.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have trips. They have six-pack charters, including that great new Blackjack, a perfect four-pack boat, beautiful new lures. And when it comes to the freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, it's at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more info. And let's start it off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Brian, we had a great time with you in the studio here last week.
That was a good time. Good morning, Pete. Rick, what's happening?
Good morning.
How are you, bud?
Oh, we're ready to go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, things are just it's just been so good up here. You know, another phenomenal week. This tuna fishing has certainly been at the forefront of the efforts on just about each of our trips. Even, you know, some of the half-day stuff, it's been close and front here. But we're seeing a good sign of fish in multiple spots, which is good because, you know, it means that there's just good areas, not just, you know, single spots here or there. There's just good spread-out areas of fish. Some good mixed tuna catches this week, you know, for our guys with some quality yellowfin. Stuff 18 to 30 pounds with some bigger fish that we had on a couple of our trips, between 50 and 60 in the mix. So, you know, the school is a mixed fish. You know, you really don't know what you're going to end up getting the hook into. And same goes with that bluefin. Same great grade. We saw a few smaller fish in the 10 to 12 pound, but, you know, the fish ranging up to 40. And we had a few close to 70 this week, too, caught by a couple of our guys. We had one that was just a hair over, just a hair under 60 on a rental rod, 25 pound line on a spinning rod. That was crazy. literally melted the guy's reel by the end of that battle. But along the beach, the calico bass fishing is just ridiculous. Super fun surface bite for the half-day guys. You know, if that tuna is not up and in that range for them, then they've been, you know, fishing that calico bass. And there's still some great yellowtail sign along the beach. Good grade on that stuff, 20 to 35 plus pounders. You know, the Clemente set up on a spot yesterday, and I think they went 8 for 20 on those things along the edge of some kelp. So things are hitting. We've got full trips. You know, our full summer schedule is running. Certainly recommend reservations. If you have questions on tackle and what to bring, you know, stop by the boat in the afternoons, and the guys can get you set up. You can call the office, make get your questions answered too. And, yeah, it's probably the best thing. We also, you know, I'm going to put this out there. We're going to be changing some of our trip formats time-wise and load-wise as well. We'll be looking, guys, look for that in August. So we're going to switch some of that up too to get, you know, some good opportunity on this fish with a little less people on the boat. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. You guys want to get on a trip, certainly call the landing, 949-496-5794. You can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then if you want to save 25% on a local trip, you can link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, and that'll take you right over, and you can book from there.
Thanks a lot, Brian. That's a great report, and we look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a good show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Willie. Hey, Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Another good show, buddy.
Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, talking about the gyro binos, you know, we all know those things are pretty expensive, and making sure they're covered on your insurance is kind of important. So there's really two ways to do it. One, and depending on your boat policy, I mean, some boat policies will go up this high in personal property, some won't, just depends on what you have. But you want to up your personal property coverage on your boat policy if it will cover items of that dollar value. If not, one of the better ways to do it is schedule it on your homeowner's policy. You know, you go to your homeowner's insurance, you prove what the cost is, and you schedule it for a nominal fee. And then it's covered for all kinds of things. Some policies even cover it even if they get lost if it's a scheduled item. So some ways to think about making sure that you protect that investment.
Yeah, really, you know, it's near a $5,000 investment. And so so which way would be the appropriate way, on your homeowner's or on your boat insurance?
The best way is to schedule it on your homeowner's, because then it's a little broader coverage. But some of your higher-end boat policies, you know, your yacht policies and those things for your larger, more high-dollar sport fishers, some of those policies have higher limits already built into it, so you could look there. But if you're in a, you know, if you've got a smaller, you know, 24 foot and below, that kind of thing, and a policy that goes with it, best way to do it is on your homeowner's policy.
So, for example, I have my insurance on my 22 Davis through Fifth Avenue Insurance, but the personal property is limited to $1,000 per incident. Is that right?
Yeah, depending on who you have. If I remember right, I think you're
Progressive.
Yeah, and they're usually like $1,000 or $2,500 on the personal property. So,
okay.
And in your situation, you'd want to go to your homeowner's policy and schedule it.
And when you say schedule it, call your agent, have them add it to your policy.
Yeah, they'll list the property right there. You have to show the proof of what it costs, and then it's usually a small little fee to include it. But it really broadens up the coverage on how to replace it. I mean, some policies, like I said, will do it even if it's lost.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good info, Sherm. That's great. That's
very good advice. Fifth Avenue Insurance. So if somebody's insured through you and has more questions, how do we get a hold of Fifth Avenue Insurance?
Just call the office, 619-640-3100.
All right.
Very good. Sherm.
Sorry, 3130. 3100 is my extension.
Yeah, there you go, 3100. All right. Or just go to our website, hookup1090.com, go to the links page, click on Fifth Avenue Insurance, and that'll tell you how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, and then also on those big bluefin you were talking about, a buddy of mine slid into the water in front of a school of some bluefin the other day and was spearing what he thought was in that 40, 50-pound range, and he saw a big shadow. That thing came real close. He turned and put a shaft in its center mass. And that thing towed him so deep and so hard, he had to let go and took three buoys down with it, and he lost all his gear, and the stuff never came back up.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah, they
should have had a pair of gyros. He would have spotted it when it popped back up.
Oh, dude, they popped the area for about 3 hours, and that never thing came back up. I got a feeling that thing was big enough. It towed them down so deep, those buoys were compressed from the pressure and lost their flotation, and that
fish is just trailing something out there.
Oh, that's wild. Unbelievable.
That's wild.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, those floats won't last very deep.
Yeah.
They get to a certain level, so many atmospheres, and they're kapoof.
They're done. Yeah.
It's either that or he dropped it overboard. He's making up an excuse, but he has people who are with him trying to help. So.
That's a wild story, Sherm.
Good story and good information for those that have gyroscopic binoculars, a high-dollar item on their boat. Hey, some of the fishing tackle we have is worth more than $1,000 a rod, right? So
that's another thing, too, man. Make sure you pay attention to your fishing tackle coverage on your boat policy because it's amazing how quickly that stuff adds up. I remember having my tackle box stolen out of my truck a few years back, and by the time I was all said and done and getting to replace everything, you're well over $1,500. I mean, just going through the different pound chests of floral leaders, you know, all those things.
No kidding. Good advice from Fifth Avenue Insurance, Scott Sherman. That's why we use you.
Exactly.
You know the stuff. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, well, continuing on with our catch report, we're going to hit the surf zone. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Gundy, you are, man. You need those gyros out on the river out there?
Maybe spotting Corbina, man. I tell you, this fantastic week of fishing. You know, big nugget crabs, soft shells with the screen. You know, you can screen out those better quality. And really good bite up and down the coast on the smaller models. But you got to do a little something extra on the bigger ones. And, you know, things like ghost shrimp. You know, fresh mussel, exotic bait, fluorocarbon leaders, 6 pound fluorocarbon, and you got to watch your approach. That's what I would say to get those bigger models. But Hook, Line, & Sinker reported good action on halibut off Goleta Beach there. Lots of fish in the 20 to 30 inch class. Salted anchovies, again, was a hot bait. 3 inch big hammers, hard jerk baits, all getting bites. Good calico bass bite continued strong in the rocks there. 4 inch big hammers working well. A few thresher sharks taking off the Goleta Pier there at night. Wiley's reported yellowtail off the Malibu Pier. Fisher firecrackers, maybe 8 to 12 pounds, something like that. But they are catching them, and they are yellowtail off the pier nonetheless. Corbina action remains strong from Malibu all the way to Torrance Beach. Again, good quality fish along the stretch, 2.5 to 4 pound average. Soft shells, fresh mussels have been the best bait there. Three more stripers checked in, taken out of the South Bay there. And there's got to be a few schools roaming around there. 18-pounder, 12-pounder, 8-pounder, Lucky Craft, Cut Anchovy, Lugworm is what amounted to a three-fish bit. Seems like, you know, the bait's in tight there, some grunion or something that's holding those fish in there. Big fish reported very good week of Corbina fishing. Nice spots of sand crabs from Bolsa Chica, Huntington, Newport, all along that stretch. 1 to 3 pound fish. Biting well, bigger models, a little trickier. Night bite for smooth hounds, wide open, they said. Really good shark fishing. Hogan's reported excellent Corbina action along Capel Beach. Screening out nuggets and soft shells was the key there for the best baits. Early and late tides also good with less folks on the beach. Pacific Coast reported 3 pound 9 ounce, 3 pound 6 ounce Corbina leading their derby down there, both taking on sand crabs. And they have another cousin's rod set up there for the biggest Corbina of the week. I think you have to get in the 5 pound class to win that, I think. But still, 3.9, that's a very good fish. Oceanside Jetty, Army Navy, South Carlsbad, Torrey Pines, all biting well. So really good Corbina action this week and some definite quality fish in the mix.
Jeez, Gundy, that's awesome. Certainly very, very good fishing to be had in the surf, and looks like a pretty nice week of weather coming. It's just going to continue to keep building.
That's right. If you're a Corbina nut, this is the time.
This is it, baby.
Gundy, great report. Appreciate that, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. All right. Well, hey, with that, we're going to come back for our catch report. We got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
XERRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.